A cloudburst. Rain. Buckets of it. Dick ran. Perry ran too, but he could not run as fast. His legs were shorter, and he was lugging the suitcase. Dick reached shelter, a barn near the highway, long before him. On leaving Omaha, after a night spent in a Salvation Army dormitory, a truck driver had given them a ride across the Nebraska border into Iowa. The past several hours, however, had found them afoot. The rain came when they were 16 miles north of an Iowa settlement called Tenville Junction. The barn was dark. "Dick?" Perry said. "Over here," Dick said. He was sprawled on a bed of hay. Perry, drenched and shaking, dropped beside him. "I'm so cold," he said, burrowing in the hay. "I'm so cold I wouldn't give a damn if this caught fire and burned me alive." He was hungry, too. Starved. Last night they had dined on bowls of Salvation Army soup, and today the only nourishment they'd had was some chocolate bars and chewing gum that Dick had stolen from a drugstore candy counter. "Any more Hershey?" Perry asked. No, but there was still a pack of chewing gum. They divided it, then settled down to chewing it, each chomping on 2.5 sticks of Double Mint, Dick's favorite flavor. Perry preferred Juicy Fruit. Money was the problem. Their utter lack of it had led Dick to decide that their next move should be what Perry considered a crazy man stunt, a return to Kansas City. When Dick had first urged the return, Perry said, "You ought to see a doctor." Now, huddled together in the cold darkness, listening to the dark, cold rain, they resumed the argument. Perry once more listing the dangers of such a move, for surely by this time Dick was wanted for parole violation, if nothing more. But Dick was not to be dissuaded. Kansas City, he again insisted, was the one place he was certain he could successfully hang a lot of hot paper. "Hell, I know we've got to be careful. I know they've got a warrant out because of the paper we hung before. But we'll move fast. One day. That'll do it. If we grab enough, maybe we ought to try Florida. Spend Christmas in Miami. Stay the winter if it looks good." But Perry chewed his gum and shivered and sulked. Dick said, "What is it, honey? That other deal? Why the hell can't you forget it? They never made any connection. They never will." Perry said, "You could be wrong. And if you are, it means the corner." Neither one had ever before referred to the ultimate penalty in the state of Kansas. The gallows, or death in the corner, as the inmates of Kansas State Penitentiary have named the shed that houses the equipment required to hang a man. Dick said, "The comedian. You kill me." He struck a match, intending to smoke a cigarette, but something seen by the light of the flaring match brought him to his feet and carried him across the barn to a cow stall. A car was parked inside the stall, a black-and-white two-door 1956 Chevrolet. The key was in the ignition.